to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Tuesday, January the 9th. And let me just reiterate the Bob Chapman package that we have on offer from Republic Trading Group. Eight $10 U.S. modern commemoratives. They're just shy of a half ounce. All minted in 1984. Brilliant uncirculated condition. Some may even be proof coins. And 40 silver eagles. Delivered to your front door for $3,220, which includes a year subscription to the International Forecaster, a $129 value. It's our way of saying thanks for your support in doing business with Republic Trading Group. We don't have many of these packages available. Don't think they last forever, because they don't. In total, I think we have about 14 of these packages. And as I said, Jeffrey Bennett, wisely, locked in prices and secured these when the spot price of silver was $6.07. Currently, right now, New York close of gold was at $6.14, even, up $5.60. Currently in Asian trading, gold is up 50 cents at $615. So you get the added benefit with the package, and you can give us a call. You can call now, as I said, very limited amount of packages out there. And even though I'm on the radio and Jeffrey Bennett is getting ready for the next hour, you can call Jeffrey at 1-800-691-7898. Hit extension number 1 for Jeffrey. Or if you want to talk to me, but you can't talk to me because I'm doing a radio show, you hit the extension number 2. But if you leave a name and a number, we'll get back to you. I promise we will. We wouldn't have it any other way. As Bob said, you'd be hard-pressed to find many of the noted analysts out there who do not disagree that the price of gold is going substantially higher. The timing, obviously, is the, that's the hook. Timing is always important. Do we know when it's going to happen? No. Do we know it's going to happen? Absolutely. It's inevitable that we are going to see gold in the $1,000 range, which is the reason why I think these type of coins, in other words, small fractional gold coins, either the half ounce or the quarter ounce, are going to become, obviously, the most demanded gold coins out there. Think about it. At $1,000, you are more than likely going to be paying $1,050 for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. It's a large denominational gold coin. Most people more than likely will be more conducive to the smaller fractional gold coins, such as I said, the half ounce, $10 modern commemorative. And you can't go wrong with the silver eagles. Silver, if we're going to accept the premise that gold is going to $1,000 an ounce, well, it's a no-brainer. You will see the price of silver trading around $20, $30 an ounce. So within the package, you get 40 silver eagles, and eight half-ounce, $10 modern commemorative shipped to your front door for $32.20. You can call us at 1-800-691-7898. Okay, that was the commercial. We'll take a short break, and we'll bring you the rest of the stories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Tuesday. Call-in number, don't do it too often, but I actually even have the screen up. I'm quite proud of myself. Call-in number to the show, 800-313-9443. Anything on your chest, anything I haven't touched or covered, any question that you have, feel free. Give us a call. We'll put you on the air. As the nation awaits with bated breath the announcement tomorrow by the President of the United States about the future of American involvement in Iraq. Doesn't sound like the president is listening to his generals or his closest advisors. Must be speaking to that little terrier dog that he has, because he's the only one that seems to, well, have the idea that somehow we are going to ultimately win the conflict in the Middle East. If we leave and pack the bags and just get out of the country, there will be chaos. If we don't leave and get out of the country, there will be chaos. The point is, why stay there if the ultimate result is going to be chaos? These people have been killing each other for 1,500 years, long before America even became an idea in the head of the founders. They have been, well, having sectarian violence in the Middle East. It's never going to stop. It's a clash of cultures. It is in large part because of colonial powers redrawing maps in foreign countries without taking into consideration the ethnicity and the culture of people who do not want, by and large, to have anything to do with Western ideals or Western interests. It's plain and simple. Old George Washington was right when he admonished. Well, didn't admonish, gave advice in his farewell address, as has been said many times, the reason for not getting involved in foreign entanglements. They've never been successful. Not once has it been successful. No occupation has ever been successful of one ethnicity over another, even when they have like-minded ideals. If you think that the Protestants and the Catholics in Northern Ireland are sitting around holding hands and singing Kumbaya, you are sadly mistaken. It's a situation that could explode at any point in time, at any moment. The problems in Southern Africa are exactly the same. Tribal differences, ethnic differences, religious differences. This is why people have a hard time when you talk about that term apartheid. You see, because the term apartheid always got a bad rap. Most people didn't even know what the word meant. It's one of those unique things. But all they knew was apartheid was bad, and the only country that practiced it was South Africa. Well, here's a wake-up call. Apartheid is practiced in every country on the face of the earth. We practice apartheid right here in the Valley of the Sun, Scottsdale, Arizona, predominantly affluent. They are gated communities where certain people want to live with other certain people. There's class differentials. There's high-end places in Scottsdale where the riffraff aren't even allowed to go. They have guards at gates. This, as I said, is practiced everywhere. The term apartheid, the word, it's a Dutch word. It means separate. It was introduced in South Africa in order to keep the racial divide. In other words, separating not only whites from blacks, but also separating blacks from blacks. Even today, and people don't even know this, in the mines in South Africa, you will not get a mine that has a mixture of black people. In other words, they do not have mines where you have Zulus and Khoisas working together, because they would kill each other once they got into a position where they could kill each other. So you have a mine that will be predominantly a Khoisa mine, and you'll have a mine that is a Zulu mine. Israel practices apartheid. Jimmy Carter got a lot of heat for it. The only time I've ever said anything nice about Jimmy Carter, but his book is absolutely correct. Israel practices the same policies. So it's a crazy world in which we live. Anyway, promise to go to the phones. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. A lot of other stuff out there we'll get to in time. Let's go to Tony in Maine. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Robbie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I had a question about a famous African person, and I figured you were the guy to ask. So it was Haile Selassie, and I was wondering if you could...
Haile Selassie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that name rings a bell.
Well, I guess he was the emperor of Ethiopia, and
right.
I guess he was during World War II, but he's also Rastafari. Is who he's also known as, and he's the spiritual deity of the Rastafarians down in Jamaica, and I was just wanting to know more about him. He's kind of a elusive historical figure.
Yeah, you know, obviously I know about him, and he follows in the same footprints as many, quote-unquote, leaders in Africa, and that he was obviously propelled to that position by a colonial power, because they evaluated that he had the intellectual ability to lead his country. Colonial powers had a tendency to favor certain groups within various tribes within Africa. And usually, by and large, they always seemed to elect people that were in the minority of a particular area that they were in. For instance, the Belgians felt that the Tutsis were the intellectual superior race of people in Rwanda, as opposed to the Hutsis. South Africa almost did exactly the same thing in giving, obviously, a lot of support in the waning years, unfortunately a little too late, to Chief Gatsa Buthelezi, who was head of the Zulus. And no matter where you go, Idi Amin was trained in a British military camp. He had the finest of British training. And he turned out to be a real piece of work. So, yeah, I mean, all through the 20s, 30s, and 40s, you had various colonial powers who wanted to rid themselves of the burden of occupation. As I said, I mean, it's occupation has been a failure since the beginning of time. Nobody's actually succeeded in achieving any form of success. So it's amazing that this current administration seems to still hold on to the idea that if we once again do something that has failed in the past, this time the end result will be different, which, as we know, is a sure sign of madness. But let's not get into the mental stability of the commander-in-chief. I hope that answered some of it there, Tony.
Well, yeah, I'm sort of under the impression that he is a black man that went from the New World to Africa to try to set up an African homeland and all that, and somehow he ended up as the emperor of Ethiopia. But yeah, as far as the occupation thing goes, the only way to occupy any piece of real estate is to go in and you've got to kill the inhabitants and just go in and completely take over. I mean, that's the way it's always been done. That's the way the Europeans did with the Americas. That's the way the Turks did with Turkey. That's the way, you know, that's the history of the world. But as far as, you know, just occupying and imposing your administration on another people, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, recent history, in the 1940s, France sent 400, they had exactly the same problem in Algeria. In other words, you had a colonial power, France, up against, obviously, a predominant Muslim country in Algeria. And they sent in 400,000 troops to Algeria, which is a third the size of Iraq. And they were still not able to keep the Muslim factions in Algeria separated and bring peace to that neck of the woods. And finally, after 5 years and the deaths of thousands of foreign legion soldiers, France put its tail between its legs, accepted defeat, and went on its way. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a history of the region. I mean, it's, as I said, history books are replete with examples of colonial powers attempting to bring control to a culture they don't understand, to a people they don't understand, and to an area of the world they don't understand. I mean, when you think about U.S. foreign policy, it's crazy. I mean, it's obviously the purview of people with delusions. And everything they've told us for the reasons for going there has all been based on a lie. And it changes. I mean, it changes. First of all, it was for weapons of mass destruction. Then it was to spread democracy. Now it's obviously to give some sort of stability that you don't end up with a Shiite majority surrounded by a Sunni puppet governments of the West, like Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Egypt and... Yeah, it's a crazy place, man. Hey, thanks, Tony. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, the problem with most people is they don't look at what is going down. I mean, there's stuff going on out there right now. I mean, it's mind-boggling. The president now has the ability to read your mail. Nobody's outraged about this. What happened to the Fourth Amendment? You've got Michael Chertoff now saying, well, yes, we know that if we don't fight them over there, they'll come over here, but that aside, we need to be worried about domestic terrorism. We need to worry about domestic terrorism? Well, who's a domestic terrorist? Now we get onto the definition of who's a terrorist. I tell you what, how government, and this is, I'm just telling you this, deal with it yourself. Governments view a terrorist as anybody who opposes official government policy. And that's where we're going. We got hate crimes legislation. Pretty soon we won't be able to talk about the major influence of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East as dictated by a group of people at AIPAC. You see, that would be That would be a hate crime. Well, because I'm going after a predominantly Jewish organization, saying, who are these people? How can a group of people who constitute 2% of the population dictate U.S. foreign policy? Who are these people? Why are they so powerful? And why can't we talk about them? And then to make this thing even more nuts, we've got a North American Union that's barreling down us like a freight train, and half of these so-called conservative talk show hosts in this country think that if you talk about the North American community and prove that it exists with documentation from such noted organizations who do foment U.S. foreign policy, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, you regard it as a kook and an idiot. Now, the danger with these people who regard people like us who talk about these issues is they are inclined, because they know they're on a losing side of the argument, to accuse us of being terrorists. So you've got a Democrat Congress now. You've got a Democrat Senate. There's no bipartisanship in Washington, D.C. They hate each other. That's the climate of politics today in America. And you can already see the Democrats flexing their muscles, and they're going to get payback on a lot of their pet projects, like minimum wage increases. Oh, yeah, that's surely going to help everybody out. Universal health care for everybody. Well, that's part and parcel. Everybody thinks health care should be free anyway, and you even get conservatives that kind of reluctantly agree to, well, we should have something where we have universal health care, as if nobody in an emergency can go to a hospital in America, which is crazy. Let me tell you something. Something bad happens to you, you walk into a hospital, they'll take care of you. Now, the bill is paid is another question, but so there is universal health care, but everybody seems to think that health care should be a free service. Don't ask me where they got that one from, but ultimately that's where we find ourselves on that debate. But then they're going to bring up the other pet projects, such as a ban on assault weapons. Sarah Brady's going to be out there talking about how domestic terrorists have easy access at gun shows to weapons of mass destruction. And then you get all the players entering in. You're going to have a rise of the new militia. You'll have the Southern Poverty Law Center out there churning out letters, doing all kinds of fundraisers, as they did in the 90s, raised millions of dollars. You got the ADL dictating policy. They already dictate policy. They have seminars all around the country at police academies. And people seem to forget what happened leading up to Y2K and the FBI's production of a document called Project Megiddo, which identified homegrown terrorists. And who were these homegrown terrorists? Well, people who walk around with, say, a pocket constitution could be defined as a terrorist. So, but anyway, crazy world in which we live. Coming up after the break, we'll take a few more calls, and we'll talk about another story that just, I can't believe it didn't get more coverage than it did, and that is Chief Justice Rehnquist apparently had a drug habit for a long time. How many decisions did the former Supreme Court judge make while he was, say, under the influence? Shouldn't Supreme Court judges now be tested so that the public can know that these people aren't flying high on some psychotropic drug while making decisions that affect our lives? If you're going to make pilots pee in a bottle, make Supreme Court justices pee in a bottle as well. We'll take your calls when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. Actually, I'm sitting here doing the show wearing my RBN t-shirt. I got the black one. I got a big one, too. That was the last one. 2XL. Got truth? Question mark. RBNLive.com. It's amazing when you wear the shirt how many people go, what's that? What does that gut truth mean? It's an interesting conversational piece. You can help the network by ordering a shirt just like mine at 800-724-2719, also available online at rbnlive.com and notyranny.com. I like the name of that website. Let's go to the phones. We've got Terry in Texas. Hey, Terry, thanks for holding. Hello, Terry. Terry there. Terry once. Terry twice. Even my producer doesn't talk to me and tell me, was Terry there? Was Terry not there? But then again, sometimes the producers go on long walks in the studio, leaves the host out there flapping in the winds.
Hello, hello, hello.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
I knew if I stretched it out long enough, I'd find you. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, my friend.
Quick question. When you had your last guest on, Robert Chapman, in his closing point, he had mentioned if the economy goes south and you are the two currencies, that would really, I guess you could hedge yourself against, and you being a gold person, two currencies you could hedge yourself against would be rubles and Swiss francs.
Yep.
Any insight in that? Any recommendations on that? And how would you go about doing it? Do you have any idea?
Well, let me put it to you this way. 2 years ago, Warren Buffett gave a speech to Berkshire Hathaway clients where he felt very strongly that the U.S. dollar was going to decline substantially over the next 2 years. He was absolutely correct. The dollar declined some 30% in the last 2 years. This year, last year, I should say, in March, when he had his Berkshire Hathaway clients over for his annual powwow, he had to give them the bad news that even though he was correct in his assumption of where the dollar was going, he in fact lost $1 billion on his bet against the U.S. dollar. And the reason why he lost is because he used foreign currencies as his method of insuring himself against a dollar decline. But what you're simply doing is you're just converting from one fiat currency into another fiat currency. Now, granted, as far as Switzerland and Russia are concerned, many people, obviously, because of the Swiss's stance on fiscal responsibility, people feel that the Swiss are better able to handle a financial crisis than most any other country out there. So subsequently, the Swiss franc has always been regarded as a safe haven currency. And because Switzerland has a large gold deposit. Russia, on the other hand, now, there was a time not that long ago, we used to refer to the Russian ruble as a Russian rubble because it was a worthless currency. This was obviously part and parcel of the collapse of Russia economically in the 1990s. But the fact is that Russia is enormously wealthy as far as natural resources are concerned. And over the past few years, not only has it paid off all its major financial obligations to institutions such as the World Bank and the IMF, but it has increased its foreign holdings of gold reserves and has lessened its exposure to U.S. dollar assets. It was just 18 months ago when they had the big G8 conference in Washington, D.C., where the Swiss finance minister caused an uproar by saying that they were diverging out of U.S. dollar. In other words, they weren't going to be so heavily weighted in U.S. dollar reserves. And the Russian finance minister referred to the dollar as a currency that was in decline, and this caused great consternation. I mean, we almost had a severe dollar crisis, and then in large part, if you remember back to last year, I mean, in large part, that's what propelled gold to around about $740 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And so they managed to avert that crisis. If I am betting just against the dollar, there's only one asset that's going to give you that protection. If you look at where the dollar was when George Bush took office, gold at the time was $280 an ounce. So in 2001, you would have to fork over 280 Federal Reserve notes to acquire 1 ounce of gold. Well, today you're going to have to fork over $630 to acquire that same 1 ounce of gold. What has happened? Has the price of gold gone up, or is it the amount of Federal Reserve notes to purchase that 1 ounce of gold increased dramatically? I submit to you it's the latter rather than the former. It's not that gold has gone up. Gold is just an indicator that governments use to see how good they are doing as far as their fiscal responsibility to their currency is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one asset, in my humble opinion, and granted I'm biased on this one. If you're going to bet against the dollar, gold is the only way to go.
Okay.
You know, as I said, all you'd merely be doing is just simply converting from one fiat currency to another. And the spreads that you've got to overcome, you know, for instance, if you go down to your bank and you go, okay, I want to convert $10,000 into 10,000 Swiss francs, you've got to see the Swiss franc appreciate some 10% in value just to cover the exorbitant transaction fees swapping one currency for another. They're huge. Mm-hmm. People don't realize this. I mean, I remember a friend of mine who wanted to convert to euros when the euro was around about 90 cents to the dollar. It actually cost him $1.15, and it's only recently that he's broken even on what he thought was protection against the dollar. Because now you've got the euro trading at, what, $1.30? So yeah, I mean, it's pretty basic when it comes to insuring yourself against the dollar. You want to stick with gold.
I'm certainly not disagreeing with you, but at the same time, I was just curious, you know, if there was another area to diversify into. Obviously, you know, the dollar is not worth the paper. It's probably not just strips of paper.
Well, the unfortunate thing was, and I didn't ask Bob that, and this is what confuses a lot of people. With the abandonment of reporting the M3 money supply, it was just a little number. Nobody really paid any attention to it, except for people like myself and Bob Chapman and many others, who were interested in seeing how much money was being created on a monthly basis by the Fed. And the reason that they abandoned it in March, in large part, because the world is now awash in dollars. We have flooded the world with liquidity. I mean, this is why you're seeing a lot of false exuberism from those folks on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep on talking about the vast amount of liquidity that's out there. In other words, they're saying money is sloshing around. It just hasn't found a home yet.
Well, if you read in last week's New York Times, it was quoted exactly opposite by Ben Bernanke as the reason why there was so much. I don't have the exact quote here, but he was talking about the vast amounts of money that have been saved by other countries, and that money is actually the money that's out there. And I wish I had that quote with me. But, I mean, when I saw it in the New York Times, I'm paraphrasing. I saw that quote in the New York Times. I mean, my jaw nearly hit the table.
Well, we still don't know. I mean, we still don't know anything about the reason for the United States sending such a high-level delegation to speak with the Chinese and having pretty much no news come out of what was said. But in large part, that delegation, which included the heads of all financial departments of government, the head of the Treasury, head of currency, controller of the currency. I'm sure Robert Rubin was on the trip as well, you know, and Paulson and Bernanke. I mean, you're talking high power,
mm-hmm.
all in a 747, full to capacity with a whole bunch of other policy wonks. And the only story that we get out of that meeting was, well, you know, Mr. Bernanke is skiing in Vail as we speak, and wasn't available for comment as to what or didn't happen, because there was, as you remember, leading up to that, was the story out there that China was sitting on $1 trillion U.S. dollar reserves, and it was getting a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, and was mentioned by some Chinese official, that they were thinking of obviously diverting some of those dollars to other assets. And that, in large part, is the reason that spurred that trip. So what was said, what was done, it's for you and I to speculate about, but I guarantee you it was, you know, to read somebody the Riot Act. It wouldn't be in China's, obviously, interest to start dumping dollars at this point. I mean, out of $1 trillion, they may be able to dump about 30% of that before the world got wind of what they were doing. which means that 60% of their dollar holdings would just get decimated with a run on the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was that other story I did yesterday, which I found and has a lot more credibility than other stories we've done over the years, talking about the super notes, the super dollars, which this administration has accused North Korea of producing these super dollars. And it's a reason why the talks broke down last year, the six-nation talks with North Korea. And a newspaper in Frankfurt has done some investigation. They go, wait a minute, it's not North Korea that's printing these super notes and flooding the world with these phony dollars. It's actually the CIA producing these super notes in order to finance its black programs. Now, that makes more logical sense to me than North Korea with some grand vision of flooding the world with phony dollars, causing the U.S. economy to implode because, look, countries have done it going to war with each other. Hitler did it. He tried to flood Britain with five-pound notes. Unfortunately, he didn't manage to pull that off. But the notes were so good, even the Bank of England couldn't tell the difference. That's what Lincoln did to the North. He flooded them with phony continentals, hence the term ain't worth a continental. So, yeah, it's a tactic that's been used, but, you know, when you think about, well, could North Korea be responsible for flooding the world with super debt? Well, I mean, it's possible. Iran at one point was accused of doing it because under the Shah, we shipped them over the state-of-the-art printing presses so we could introduce a new currency in Iran. So people were suspicious that maybe it was Iran because they had the printing presses. All they had to do was develop the paper. And a few years ago, there was a story out that the Federal Reserve announced that it had lost a couple of $100 plates, which was also a small little blurb somewhere, like Rehnquist has a drug habit. Nobody paid any attention to it.
Isn't the reality, though, if since so much of this stuff is obviously being manipulated, and when you really try to pull back the layers and get to any kind of truth at any level as far as government, I know the Federal Reserve isn't part of the federal government, but how is one really to know, actually, even though they stopped publishing the M3 money supply, how is anybody to really know actually how many dollars really are in circulation? How do we really know? And if they're manipulating the market, there's, and as evidenced by, you know, the rich getting richer by, you know, substantial margin, and you look at the people who really have, you know, the control and really got the money, they're all very well connected.
Oh, sure.
I.e., the people who are getting this money. I don't know. Maybe the money's being shipped to them, in freight cars, and they're using it. I don't know. But, you know, behind the scenes, there was a lot of speculation actually going on behind that with the purchase of Cooper Village in New York, the $5.4 billion real estate deal. It was a 60-acre plot of land that was developed as apartment housing for, I guess, GIs and people, the working class, by MetLife. They were a big insurance company in New York City. And they just closed the deal, last year? And there was speculation on who was the one, you know, the winning bid. It went to James Spire, Spire Tishman, I think is his name. And, the next lowest bid below that was off by, I want to say, it was of like $1 billion. And then you look at Spire and you look at his pedigree, and he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and as well, he's a deputy chairman of the New York Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now does he have unlimited access to dollars in order to make purchases?
Oh, it wouldn't shock or surprise me in any way, shape, or form, my friend. I mean, it wouldn't.
It's just too bizarre, you know, and so everybody said they paid record amounts for this plot of land in Manhattan. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's been all over the news. There's no, without having proof to connect the dots, but I'm like, again, my jaw nearly hit the, dropped off the table when I saw that he was, I want to say it was deputy chairman of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. And so these people that are connected at the highest levels of power, there is, you know, how do you compete with that when they have access to printing presses full of money?
Well, I mean, well, sure, I know. I mean, it's mind-boggling in all its proportions. You know, how connected is for instance, how connected is Paulson to the real world? This is a man that's head of the U.S. Treasury. He's also a man that has a net worth in excess of $300 million. I don't know how these people think and operate that control such vast sums of money, and you know, it's a tough call, brother. Anyway, Terry, thanks for the call, man. Just keep on peeling back those layers of the onion.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this hour. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Coming up in a few minutes, Jeffrey Bennett on the flip side, brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Just a quick reminder about the Chapman package. I'm sure Jeffrey will tell you about it as well. The Chapman package, is available only when Bob Chapman, on the day he's on the air. And today's Chapman package, it's a great deal. Now, bear in mind, this package Jeffrey put together was priced when spot gold was $607. As we speak, gold is $615, so you get a savings there. It's the package consists of eight $10 U.S. modern commemorative. They're just shy of a half ounce of gold. They were all issued in 1984. All the coins are in brilliant uncirculated condition. So that's almost 4 ounces of gold and 40 one-ounce silver American eagles shipped and delivered to your front door for $3,220. And you get a year subscription to the International Forecaster, which comes out twice a week online and twice a month, snail mail. It's a manuscript. It's not even a newsletter. Newsletters are usually like 2 pages, 4 pages at the most, financial newsletters. I haven't seen a Bob Chapman newsletter that's less than 17 pages. So he does his homework. So once again, you can get that from Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. And this is also our thanks for those of you out there that have helped support the network by doing business with Republic Trading Group. Republic Trading Group, RBN, one and the same thing. It's how we hope to expand the network so it can grow in leaps and bounds. Because it's amazing how many people out there are completely clueless about so many things. And they know something is wrong. The average Joe Sixpack out there, he senses something is terribly wrong. He may not pay attention to the fact that Judge Rehnquist was on psychotropic drugs for 20 years, obviously making some Supreme Court decisions under the influence. He knows that there's something really amiss about this spreading democracy in the Middle East. He senses something is going on with the economy, because although he's hearing all the rah-rah talk about we've turned the corner and the economy's improving and gas prices are down, he's still seeing that, well, he doesn't really have that much left over at the end of the month. As a matter of fact, he's got less at the end of the month today than he had a year ago. Yes, that's called inflation. But then again, let's not spoil the surprise. Thanks for bearing with me for the past 2 hours. As I said, stand by. Jeffrey Bennett is coming up after the break. And I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow. That's right. It's a terrible thing getting old when you forget days. Anyway, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, see you. Bye.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.